learning, all, especially this sugya, the sugya speaks about bia all the time. Since the beginning of the perek, not the first Mishnah right away, we are choshesh, she was mezana. All this, and especially this last gemara, the gemara discusses what takes place during bia. Is it dam nifket? But anyway, it's very explicit. Some of you may be wondering, how come the Gemara speaks about all? How come the Gemara is so explicit about all this in the anime? It sounds like a little bit embarrassing, no? So I want to tell you. I'm not telling you. I'm sure you know the Teretz, but it has to be spelled out. But I'll tell you when I was in Yitzhak Elchanan. So the president of YU at that time used to have a question and answer session with Talmidim. The Talmidim gave him certain hashkafic questions, and then that he would discuss it publicly, and you could even ask while he was in front. So anyway, you used to hand in questions, and then he would pick the questions that he wanted to discuss, and he used it very well always to preach his ideology of Torah Mother. Everything was the answer to all questions was that's part of Torah Mother. So anyway, a Talmud of mine asked the following question. He asked him, how come in Yeshiva College they allow literature which is full of pornography? That's what they asked, because the teachers, they do teach, in case you don't know, Western literature is full of znus and schmutz. That's the whole Western literature is full of schmutz. That's all it is. Most of it is... There used to be there is some good literature too, but basically it's full of schmutz. So that's what they asked him. So he gave two terutzim. The basic terutz he gave was that it's academic freedom. So legally that's correct. A professor in a college has academic freedom. He can say anything he wants. It's all, and the teachers in YU do that. They say anything they want. By the way, that teretz is not a good teretz, because there's a way to get, like, in our we also have a college. There's no, we do not teach, the teachers only teach clean literature. They do not teach anything dirty. To my knowledge, unless you tell me differently, as far as I know, it doesn't exist. So all you have to do is, you hire professors who will teach. By now there are plenty of former Yidden who have PhDs, especially in literature. So mainly that's the Eitzah. But anyway, he had a Teretz. But then he added, and besides, he says, the Gemara in Ksubis is full of this. That's what he said. So my Talmidim, we discussed it in class, I remember. I was not there when he spoke, but my Talmidim told me, on Thursdays I used to discuss Hashkafe in Yonos, that's when it came up. So they asked me if the second answer is a proper answer. So I'll tell you what I told him. He meant these gemaras that we are learning. So to him, this was pornography. That's what he said. He said it publicly. So I told him it's definitely not totally an improper answer. Not only improper, to me this is like apikousis. Because Chas v'Shalom to say that the gemara teaches you pornography. You'll ask me yourself, what do you mean? What we are learning about all these chazals and all these halachas, they sound like it's very explicit, right? The teretz is very posh. The teretz is that when you learn, we are learning halacha. We are not learning any. The Gemara is not teaching you the emotional part of these inyanim. The Gemara is not teaching you. Because the Gemara wants to arouse you. The Gemara teaches, just like you learn Hilchos Shabbos. So in Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara, we're discussing marriage. So in marriage, and bia is a fact of life. Bia is, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get married and have children. The Torah, like Loisoyo Baro Leshevas Yitzhara. So just like we learn Hilchos Shabbos, we learn these halachas, because we have to know the halacha. So you have to know how it works. So it's when the best marshal I can give you is, let's say you go to medical school, and a doctor studies the reproductive system very carefully. They go over they go over this, and they go over it from a different angle. But they also, so what will you say, a doctor who's in medical school who studies the anatomy of a human being, so he also studies every part of the reproductive system. So you'll say what he's involved in something dirty. The answer is no. That's he. If you want to be a doctor, you have to know this. So in halacha, to us, we are learning this for the sake of the halacha. We are not learning this in order to see pornography and all these. They are their intention, and not just the intention. What they teach is to arouse a person that he should be over averus. So that's the basic chilek. All right. Enough on this. Now I just want to discuss the following. When it comes to, in this week's Sedra, most of the Sedra deals with the Shidduch that Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. And he found Rivka. So you'll find, there's the finish. So what was the main test that was given you? What I'm saying is simple, but I have to point this out. The main point is when Eliezer tested Rivka to see if she is fit. So what was the test? Just a second. It says, "Vayavrach zagmalim Hashem, he davened Hashem," and right away she came. So what happened? She came, and so what did he do? He tested her. So he right away said, "I'll test her. If she has these qualities, then yes. Give me some water from your jug." But she told him, she gave him the jug with water. But Ashkayu, but Challa Hashkoisoy, but Toma. Then she said, "Gam Ligmalecho Eshov. I'll bring new water for your camels." He didn't even ask. He only asked for himself. Adam Kilu Lishtois, and then it says that Matma she did it very quickly. But Tova Salavei and Klamatish El Hagmalov. And he saw that this is a sign that she is fit for Yitzchak. So basically, what was the test? The test was, is she a balas chesed? Right? That's the first pshat of the psukim. Because since Avraham Avinu represents chesed, so Eliezer looked for someone who is a balas chesed. He saw Gival. So the Beis HaLevi even makes it better. The Beis HaLevi says he looked not only for chesed, he looked also if she's intelligent, if she has common sense. Because, you see, what did she do? She told them, number one, he saw that he didn't even ask about the camels. She on her own, she saw, yes, camels. She understood they also have to drink. So let's say she gave him the whole jug. Now, he Mustami did not drink the whole jug. So what should she have done? So the Beis HaLevi says, had she spilled that water and then gone to get more water, that would have been an insult to Eliezer. She just gave him this water, then the rest that he left over, she spills it. He would be insulted by this. So what she did was she showed she has intelligence. She right away says she didn't want to spill the extra water, but what did she say? She went to the shoiketz, to the well, and there she got new water. She gave it to the camels. So to give it to the camels, that's okay. But anyway, the basic test was a test of chesed. So you see from this parsha that in order the most important element when you look for a shidduch is she a balas chesed? That's the most important thing that you have to look. It's okay to want to marry a pretty girl. You have that's a subjective thing. It's up to every person. There's nothing wrong. But in the Gemara speaks, Sora was a very beautiful woman. The Emois Chazal say we're all very beautiful women, but if you only want to marry a pretty girl, if that's all she has, then that's wrong. Basically, you have to look for midos. Midos are the most important thing that you have to look for. Is she a balas chesed? Is she kind? And also, she has to. The second thing, if that's it may not always go, but that she come from a family of chassid. So, let me first explain to you. The Ran, in the Drosh HaSaran, asks a very strong question. Why did Avraham not want Benois Knaan? He sent her to his homeland. They were also over there by the Zohar. So what did he gain by this? So the Ran makes a very strong point. The Ran says, the Benois Knaan were completely demoralized in their midas. Zenus was coming, and they were not kind, and so on. In midos, if you come from parents who have no midos, that bederechlal is hereditary. Then your children may also not be balei chesed. However, that's what the Ran says. From his homeland, there the midos were not bad. They were apikusim. They had wrong hashkafas about emunah and such in yonim. These things are not hereditary. That's from your mind. See, what comes from your heart, and that's how, if from what comes from your behavior, children pick up. If children are raised in a home where chesed is not practiced, so they don't know what chesed is. So it will go over to the children as well. But if the father or the mother, let's say, are pekusim, or they have false hashkofes, that does not go over to children. Therefore, Avraham Avinu was concerned mainly about the midos. It's the same point. Most important is, and the parents may not be as important as the girl herself. If she is a bala, if you see that she is a bala's midos, that is most important. Of course, it's also good that if she comes from a home where she sees the chesed being practiced, that is the most important thing. But the second point that I want to make to you is, when you look for a shidduch, you always have to ask, you have to find out what kind of lifestyle. You have to first know what kind of lifestyle you want and what kind of lifestyle she has. Let's say a Ben Torah should not want a fancy lifestyle. A Ben Torah should want a simple life. You don't need, well, I say it depends how you define it. In America, simple life is at least two cars per family, no? But in a house and a few other amenities. But to me, a simple. But in America also, my simple life. You know, I was born in Poland. We didn't have bread. So a simple life meant when you had bread. I could easily live on bread. And bread and milk. No, milk. I got used to Pepsi Cola, so maybe that's. But that's already a luxury. But I can live. I can live a very. I don't. Not that I mean. I don't live this type of life anymore. I became spoiled when I settled in America. But if most important is this. Let's say you want a simpler life, not a fancy life. And she comes from a very fancy home, and you see she likes that type of life. She wants a life of going to restaurants and to go traveling and so on. So that you see, practically speaking, that's the most important ingredient, because if her lifestyle and your lifestyle do not match, then the marriage is finished before it starts. Because you'll see later on, if she wants a very rich life, number one, you may not be able to afford it. But even if it's not so much being able to afford it, even if you could afford it, I tell you that's how I was raised. And by the way, it's not just that's how I was raised. That is what you look in the Rambam, you look in the Gemara. It's there put many chazals along this, to live a simple life. But besides marriage, to live a simple life is much better than live a rich life, because a rich life spoils you. You begin giving in to your tithes. When we speak about this in Yonim, we don't. To us, by the way, I forgot to mention before, but to us, Yishuna Bia is not a dirty thing. See, in the world, it's people look upon like it's something dirty. If you do it according to the halacha, it's a mitzvah. Not only a mitzvah, someone who is mekayim the mitzvah of churavu with all the halachas, it's a holy moment. Except the world does not look upon it this way. To the world, it's like something dirty. So it's only dirty because they made it dirty, because to them it goes with taivas, with pleasures, and so on. To us, a person, you'll find in Yoredeya, there's a whole bunch of halachas, hilchos issues, where there are halachas about before the chasana, during, after the chasana, and during tashmish, and what is mutar, what is also, everything is a halacha. So Mela, if you approach it from this point of view, it's a holy act, and it should be like this. Except we are only human. We have a yetzer hara, and the Chazal tell us that the yetzer hara for beer is very strong in a human being. So so you have to combat it. But it's objectively, according to Torah, it's an Indian of a mitzvah. So anyway, coming back to the shidduch, so I'll tell you what I always say. I see the time has come. We don't have much time. So what I just mentioned are the two most important things. So I'll tell you what I used to do. I haven't done it in a while. I always, you heard of my test, I always, if you tell me who you are meeting this Motzei Shabbos, I'll come out of my camel and we'll give it I call it the camel test. Except today there's no camels anymore, so the car took the place of a camel. So you take, so you go by car, if she fills up your tank, then it's a good sign. But if she doesn't, well, that's what Rifka did. No. So anyway, if you tell me where you're meeting her, but not on 42nd Street, there I don't go. But in a more decent place, I'll come out with my car. We'll give her my camel test, and we'll see if she a balas chesed or not. But most important is, I used to offer this to my talmidim. Tell me where your date takes place, and I'll come out with my camel, and we'll give it a camel test. All right. Anyway, I haven't done it lately, but you can still take me up on it. Now, anyway, coming back to shidduchim, you should know that the reason why there are so many gittin today, especially in the modern Orthodox world, because the biggest problem is lifestyle. Because many modern Orthodox girls, they are brought up in fancy homes, in rich homes, where they want to enjoy life a lot. If the whole purpose is to enjoy yourself, that's bad. The purpose of marriage is to raise up a decent family. That's the whole purpose of marriage. We'll have it in the Rosh, in Daf Zayin, when we do the sugi of Sheva Brochas. The Rosh says the mitzvah, there's machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam holds Kedushin itself is a mitzvah. The Rosh in Iksubis says the mitzvah is puravu. And the Kedushin is only a matir. It allows you to have children in a hetadike way, not through averes. But that's the real purpose. See, if that is the purpose, and you have children and you have to raise them, al pi Torah. That is the whole purpose of marriage. It's true that Torah also allows you to have a hanoah and to enjoy your marriage, but it goes with gedorim. There are halachas when it's mutar, when it's also hilchos. There's hilchos nida, the whole halachas of taharas hamishpacha. There are. That is the purpose of marriage. So if you have the proper attitude towards marriage, she must have the same attitude to marriage. Not that life is not meant just to enjoy yourself. Again, the Torah allows you to look at the Simchas Yontif, right? There are times, everything is in its time. Comes a Yontif, or comes a Chasana, comes a Bar Mitzvah, you have a right to enjoy it. And marriage also, you are allowed to enjoy the marriage too. And even beer, the Rambam says, you're supposed to do it l'shem mitzvah, but you have a right to have hanoah from it too. But that's quite obvious. But the Rambam actually says it outright. You should know hilchos issues. But that's not. These are all side things. The basic the basic approach to marriage is I'm getting married to build a family, and I want to raise good children. Good children means children who will be shomrei Torah mitzvahs, and they will learn, and they will be balei chesed, and so on. And the most important ingredient in a girl is kindness. But there are klal, women are kinder than men. Men are more harsh, and the men are more midas hadin, and women are more more chesed, like Avraham was. So that's the most important message that I can give you from this parasha. I'll just finish by telling you a beautiful word from the Briske Rav on the Sedra. It says, you know, when he brought it to Yitzchak already, so it says what happened by the end. Just a second, where does it say? I don't think I have time at that. Just a second, it says in Pasuk, let me find it. Vatoymer, Vashalch Vesrivka, oh. Vayikach Esrivka Vatiloy Leisha Vayeho Veho. He married Rivka and he loved her, Vayinochem Yitzchak Achayimoy. So first, I just remember, Rav Shamshon Refol Hirsch makes such a valid point. The Pasuk says, it's also in a gay marriage. He married her, then he loved her. See, by the goyim, it's the other way around. First they begin with vayeho veho, and then it goes to marriage. So the Torah, Rav Shamshon Refol Hirsch points this out. The Torah right way teaches you. See, and I'll tell you what he meant by this. See, in America, all over the world it's like this. When you court a girl for marriage, it's like, so you have to be romantic. The Torah does not know about romance. You're not allowed to romance before a wedding. By the goyim, that's how it's done. They first have to have a romance, and they want to find out, are they on the same level? Do they enjoy each other the same way, and so on. And then they get married. But the Torah, there's no such thing. The Torah allows ahava, but it has to be done in a hetedik way. So therefore, first comes marriage, and it's called kiddushin. Why is it called kiddushin? Because the purpose of kiddushin is it's mekadeshu. And then afterwards comes ahava. Anyway, the Briske Rav points out the Targum Unkel says on this, the ahava is like the inter. When he said, "When v'chazor, he saw v'otakinan uvdo k'upte sori, but he saw that Rivka acts the same way as his mother Sarah, and safely Rivka v'hev leinto. Then he married her." So the Briske Rav says, "You see a gewaltige chiddush in this. After all, Eliezer told them the gewaltige nissen that happened." That Rivka came right away, the water came up, and so on, all these nissim. So what else did he need? So you see, he didn't marry her until when? Until he saw she acts the way his mother acted. So you see, from this he says, you should not depend on nissim. Nissim, it's good to have nissim, but unless the girl has nidois toivois, like Sara Imenu, only then did Yitzchak agree to marry to marry Rivka. So you see the same idea. The idea is the most important ingredient of that you have to look for is, is she a balas chesed? Is she a kind person? Of course, as I said before, when Vesa Levi, make sure she has common sense. She has to be. If someone does not have common sense, or that there's no for that, there's no remedy. It's a problem. You can go to all the colleges, you can have all the degrees you want, you'll remain the same idiot as you were before. Okay. Anyway, I didn't mean to insult anyone. My father used to say that when I told him I graduated college. So he told me a college degree is a receipt for the tuition I paid. Okay, that's good enough. Here. Okay, have a good Shabbos.